I call to order the Westlake City Schools Board of Education meeting for Monday, September the 10th, 2018. Roll call.
Kraft.
Yes, here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Fanouken.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
And Dr. Winter is on her way but running a little behind.
If everyone will stand and address the flag and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And if you would remain standing, let's have just a brief moment of silence on the eve of September 11th. Remember those that lost their lives 17 years ago. Thank you. I want to say hello to our visitor tonight. Thanks for joining us tonight as we work hard to make our district the best it can be. Is there a motion to...
So that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad at all.
So considering where I was when I called you.
You were in Pittsburgh, right?
So I do apologize.
Took the helicopter here?
Yeah, I did.
And landing on the roof.
I kind of flew on 90.
Well, then again, it's not our building.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Fantastic. At this time, we have a hearing of the public. If there's anyone who would like to address the board on any issues, raise your hand and address the board. Seeing none, we'll move on to board committee reports. Mrs. Lozinski, the legislative committee report.
Been kind of quiet unless I'm just out of the loop, but the only thing I really have to report is that report cards are supposed to be released this week, and as they're released, they're asking that to please review House Bill 591, which revises the state report card rating system, and this bill is currently pending in the House Education and Career Readiness Committee and could receive a vote during the lame duck session in November or December. That's all I have.
Student Achievement Liaison, Dr. Stoll.
I have nothing new to report since the last meeting.
All right, super, thank you. Dr. Winter, Policy.
Just got a match today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay,
just came in today, so
awesome.
We'll be scheduling soon.
All right, that sounds great. That's what I have to report, what he said.
They hit that box and it's always like, it showed up today.
On finance, Mr. Fanouken, is there anything you care to report at this time?
No, other than how is the audit going, I would say, Mr. Hawkins.
We do have the audit underway right now. We have two parts of the audit right now. They're working on cash and compliance. They'll also do our financial statements, but our financial statements won't be completed until usually mid to late November. So they're taking the opportunity now to go through cash receipting, go through bank statements, cash reconciliation, as well as do our compliance, our internal controls narratives. I know at least a couple of you here at the table have received FRAC questionnaires, fraud reporting questionnaires.
And those have been delivered, right?
Yep. In fact, I just found out this morning that they've all been returned back to audit.
On
so
time,
we're all set. Yep. We're all good with that. And that's coming along. So right now, I'm very pleased with where we're at. We're moving at a good pace, but later in the year is when once our financial statements get released, it'll be a little bit more of a push to finalize everything.
And it usually wraps up by the end of the calendar year, right?
Generally speaking, without an extension, we're required to file by December 31st because we do the comprehensive annual financial report, the CAFR. So, now I will say, in speaking with the audit manager, they're running four CAFRs this year out of their team. So he said it's a possibility they may ask us to file for an extension because they're used to only doing three, and they're going to have four this year. So For his area, it's a little bit heavier than normal.
So that won't reflect on us if we have to file a claim?
No, and what I would have it noted in there, the reason why we filed, just to make sure that it would not come back on us at all. Again, it wouldn't be a hit on the audit itself. We're allowed to file extensions, but we like to have it in by the end of the calendar year.
I know tomorrow we have a construction meeting. I know Mr. Fuluken is going to be at that meeting. I'm unable to make that. We appreciate always your guidance, direction during those meetings. I like the fact that you're tough on our construction folks, as is Dr. Goggins, and we appreciate that. I know we have a finance meeting coming up in October.
Correct.
And we've had an opportunity to discuss the foundation. I know that's outside of Westlake City Schools, but your direction there, getting the Westlake City Schools Foundation up and running, that's something that I know that CAC potentially will have an interest in writing grants potentially to fund that particular entity. So thank you. Thank you for your direction there. On curriculum? Anything on curriculum?
Nothing yet. We do meet once a quarter, so I know that Kathy and Alex will likely be sending us some dates. Mm-hmm. And generally, we've been setting those up for the whole school year. I won't be able to go on our field trips.
No.
We really enjoyed that last year.
Can you tell us about the field trips?
Barb and I are the curriculum subcommittee, and so we would meet with Kathy Maxwell and Alex Fleming, usually have a short meeting, and then we would just walk the building wherever we were meeting, and it was just great. It was great to see our students working. It was great to see our teachers teaching, and then just to be kind of that walking, seeing people in the hall and having some of those side conversations that you don't get to have.
Sure.
When you're not in the building. So people can bring up concerns or, hey, you know, I heard the board did this, tell me a little bit more. So it was really just nice for us to be in the buildings, I thought.
So that's scheduled and you'll be unable to make that particular?
If it's during the day.
Would you allow a board member to join in?
Oh, sure.
I would love to join.
Sure.
So we could do that.
Because we went to the high school last year, we saw a STEM class and an art class. We were at several of the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the STEM class, somewhere when I was reading, I mean, some of their equipment was truly, truly
mm-hmm.
bad, outdated, broken. And I saw somewhere where I don't know if it's not the POs, but you were finagling something to get them equipment or something for STEM, or did I just imagine
that? That was a little different. That? I think what she might be referring to is Mr. Kutz's
And the drone, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
He's had trouble by finagling.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the audit is going on.
Okay.
I like wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
No, exactly what you were saying. Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. Finagling, but in a good way.
Somewhere I thought I read that you.
Yeah. What you're referring to is with Mr. Kutz. In his drone class that he's doing this year.
Okay.
He has been very, very kind to offer his services. He's a licensed drone pilot, and so is able to take footage for us at the building project.
Okay.
And in lieu of payment to him, he and I he just really wants things for his classroom. So he and I were able to work through some stuff, and we're buying some equipment for his classroom, for his new drone program.
Okay.
So it works out very, very well. We're able to get things for his classroom that benefit the kids, and he's kind enough to donate his time to actually fly the drone for the footage. And we get fantastic footage
that we've been able to put on our website
to share updates of the building project.
So the students actually doing that?
No, he's doing it. No,
oh, he's
you have to be licensed
that?
By the FAA.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And he carries that license.
Okay.
And so he's able to do it. But, you know, what's a little disappointing is when you see the raw footage, it's fantastic. I mean, it's really, really good. And then we have to compress it to put it online. And you wouldn't notice But because we get to see like the high definition, it looks really, really, really good. And then we see what's online, it's not quite as good as
online. Online is pretty good.
It is. It's pretty good. But I, the stuff that he gets is, he does a really nice job.
Nice.
Good.
Okay. And on to community outreach. I know something that as board members we love doing is reaching out to our public and constituency and going on those field trips sometimes. I have a couple of things to report. The board had an opportunity to participate in an annual project with Westlake Bay Village Rotary, the Shoebox Project, working with other Rotary clubs in Northeast Ohio and throughout the Midwest. Hundreds of boxes filled with clothing, toiletries, school supplies, and something fun were shipped to Chinandega, Nicaragua. Each box was tailor-made for a specific student who would receive a box with a promise the student made to stay in school. The board had an opportunity to participate in the annual Westlake Kiwanis Golden Spike event, which also included Bay Village Kiwanis. Members of the board will participate in a memorial service for Christina Sungah tomorrow at Evergreen Cemetery and also at the high school. Christina was a graduate of Westlake High School. She worked for the prestigious bond trading firm Cantor Fitzgerald on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center. Christina and many others perished as a result of the tragedies of 9/11/2001. Her mother and father created a memorial scholarship in Christina's name for Westlake graduates attending her college alma mater, the University of Michigan. Christina, we will never forget. The board had an opportunity to meet and speak with a number of Westlake residents on issues from busing to special needs education to transitioning. We always welcome the opportunity to dialogue with residents anytime. The board is eager for the next steps of the Youth Truth Survey process. I believe it's September 20th, marks the next discussion period for Youth Truth. And the board will be meeting with Dover Intermediate Student Service Club next week as they kick off their service year. Are there any other community outreach items that the board wants to bring up at this time?
Went to the football game Friday
night. You did. Nice, good work.
Made it almost to the end too.
And how's the team? How's the band? Don't bring
band
them.
Is great.
How's the band?
Band's still on tape.
Award-winning band. And I know we've struggled with our freshman team, so it's kind of tough with your varsity, right? When you don't have.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get there.
Not quite as bad as Browns.
All right.
We are going to move on to the superintendent's recommendations.
Just one recommendation for this evening. It is something that Kathy and Stephanie are requesting. It's a memorandum of understanding to enter into an agreement with the Educational Service Center of Northeast Ohio, previously known as the Cuyahoga. They've changed their name. It's called Ohio Online Learning Program. We have some students taking online courses through it, and we route it through the ESC. So that's the only item that they need at this time. The rest we'll save for the MLM.
Okay. And is there a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation 3A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Stoll.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Kraft.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Winter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we'll move on to any board comments.
I have a question about the homecoming parade because it'll be upon us before we know it. Are we going to try to ride together in the fire truck again?
I'm up for that. If everyone else is up for that.
Yeah,
what
day is it? Okay, what's the date?
Yeah, what's the date?
It's October 5th. It's that Friday. Is that, let me check my calendar. Make sure. October 5th. Okay.
Sometime late afternoon. Sounds like the board is up for that? Should we work on the fire truck then?
Yeah, who usually arranges?
I usually arrange that, so I can shoot them an email, find my old emails and shoot them an email, and usually what I get back from them is, provided the weather is clear, we can have the outside antique, and if not, they, if they don't have a busy day, they can send the regular fire truck, and then we're just in there. Okay, thanks. I will let y'all know.
Other board comments?
The only thing I had was on the CAC. I know in the past, we've sent kind of a delegate each month.
Right.
And we haven't done that for this upcoming season and year.
Well, let's, thank you, let's turn that up. I know Barb is attending this month.
I'm going, yeah, I'm going next Monday.
Thank you for bringing that up. Is anyone available?
I mean, we don't have to do, if we, do we know all the dates?
I do, October 15th.
Yeah, you're on it.
Yeah.
To my vice president. October 15th, anyone? If no one, I'll take it.
I can't do that one.
I'll take October 15th, November 19th.
That's right after we, no, that's, yeah, that's the following week after we get back from.
I could go on the 19th, November 19th.
December 25th. December 17th. Anyone for the 17th of December?
I could probably do that.
Okay, John?
What time do we meet? It's 7, right?
They, yeah, they changed to 7.
O'clock at Porter Border.
Mm-hmm.
January the 21st.
I can do that.
Now, that's the Martin Luther King weekend, and so.
It may revise.
Mary was going to check with Andrew to see if they still are going to change or whatever.
Okay, I'm probably good even if they change it.
February the 18th, we're rolling back around. I'm happy to take that.
And that, same thing with that, with the, that's President's Day.
March 18th.
I do for another one, so let me.
Want that?
Let me, yeah, I'll take.
And April the 15th.
That would be my turn then. I'll do April 15th.
Cool, thank you, Bob.
Tax day.
Oh.
What's that?
Tax day.
Oh, you'll be all finished by then, right? Any other board comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn to executive session to discuss the appointment, employment dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of an employee or official?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
To adjourn into executive session at 6:17 PM. Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
This is the shortest meeting.